First, I want to say that our women at the Safe House are always listening to Moody Radio. We have a million and one appointments. We're driving everywhere. It's always on. It's encouraging. The sermons, the songs, this morning show is just a place we love. And so we say thank you for that. One particular resident had just a crazy story of in the midst of her trafficking in a city very nearby, she was in a home at gunpoint, stuck in a room. There were multiple women being run in this house, but she had a room. There was nothing but a bed and a radio. And she would listen to 103.3 WCRF. And she would always say, like, when the happy clappy music came on, I turned it off. I couldn't listen to it. But the sermons was something that she always had on, up to the point that some sex buyers would come into the room with the sermons on the radio and engage sexually with her while it was still on. Now, she said some men would be like, that's creepy, turn it off. Right, as they're like committing their sin, they don't want to hear the sermons. She had gotten to a point where one day one of the buyers had gone out to use with the guys and left his gun. And she was at the end of herself, to the point that she was getting ready to kill herself. And it was actually this morning show that was on. In particular, it was Kathleen at the time, and her voice, God used her voice specifically as this woman is getting ready to be like, I'm over it. And the part of her voice was the joy. And she said, if someone could experience that joy, I think I could too. And she didn't kill herself that morning. The next day, when another woman was using the room, she'd get locked in the closet, like in the room, being locked in the closet. And she found an old cell phone that had no service in there, but she knew that she could call 911, even though there was no minutes. The very next day, she called 911 and got out and came to our safe house. So she's an amazing woman. It's an amazing story of redemption that this radio show had a huge impact in her healing, her hope, her life.